Good evening. It is 7 o'clock and this is the April 13th meeting of the Sugar Creek Township Trustees. I call this meeting to order. Anita, will you start us off with the March 9th meeting minutes?
Here's your copies and then this is the one with the attachments. No change from what you received via email.
There you go.
Got a lot done and that was a short meeting, Tom. I don't want to.
Oh, you're making me
imply anything, but.
Yes. Well, we're just over an hour, right?
Wow.
I could barely type fast enough.
There was smoke coming off her keyboard. Any questions, gentlemen?
None.
I move to approve the March 9, 2021 meeting minutes as we reviewed. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes?
Yes.
Yes. Anyone wish to abstain?
I will abstain.
Thank you, Tom.
Here's the bank reconciliation from March.
Review that down there. Any questions, gentlemen?
No.
I move to approve the bank reconciliation as we reviewed. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
All opposed say no. Motion carries.
March. No change from what you received in email.
Was the general fund up like this last month as well, or that was just
No, that
recently?
Just happened
okay.
This month.
Yeah.
That was our settlement. Our first half came in.
Got it.
First half of the state.
It's nice to see.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, breathing room. Mm-hmm.
And our street lighting went up to 8,000 again. You guys have any questions?
None.
No.
All right, I move to approve the financial reports as we have viewed. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries.
All right, here are the payroll vouchers since we met last. There are three of them.
Are they all together?
Nope.
First one.
Did I miss this one too?
Yes.
I have some then and now purchase orders here. And then I have one other one, but let's do those first.
Let you guys review.
Sorry.
That's okay. I can understand why you're doing that.
Anything special on these? Or
I don't think so.
The Compass Minerals of America, is that?
That's,
Was that the, that was the salt.
Yeah, I think that's right.
The 513 tons of salt.
Sorry. It's in the stack.
Gotcha. I think I remember Ken saying there was...
Bulk Highway Course W slash YPS.
Yes. That was assault, if I remember right, is what Kevin told me.
And there's three bills.
Okay.
And they all, I believe, are for the same thing.
Yep. And I think last year we spent about $40,000 and got less salt. Price was down. Kevin, we were talking about the salt bid tonight. We're going to enter into that. Last year, he put in for his tonnage. You're allowed to go up to 110%. He got his 110%, and we actually paid $10,000 less than we did last year. Hmm. So, but that's what this bill should be. So, any other questions, gentlemen? I move to approve then and now purchase order and regular purchase order numbers 49-2021 through 53-2021. Do I have a second?
I will second it.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries, and we'll sign them at the end.
Okay. All right, and then I have one other purchase order. This is for the first payment for the settlement, the $50,000 that is to be paid one payment annually until paid in full for training.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to pay this off quicker if we can, and I would like to pay instead of $5,000 this year, I'd like to pay $10,000, just because I don't like to be in debt, and if our general fund can handle it, I would like that. So this is a purchase order for the $10,000. The contract only says $5,000 per year, but mm-hmm. if we can pay it off in half the time, that would be great.
And just for clarification, that is intended for training for not just East Wayne.
Correct.
That is training to be used jointly
between Kittern and Orville.
So Orville would be included in that?
I believe Blake made it clear that he wanted to be for anyone who provided services to Sugar Creek Township.
Yeah.
And that's what it says in here. It says the parties further agreed that the district will establish a separate revenue fund and appropriations line item specifically for these training monies to be used for joint training available to all primary responders operating in the township.
Yep.
Yeah, if you guys are okay with it, I would like us to have some reporting back on that, just have a little oversight just to make sure that that's exactly what's going on here. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, that was kind of a little bit of a sticking point at the end of that process, and so I want to make sure that what that was intended for is
being used for that intention.
And maybe even some process around how do Orville and Kidron take advantage of those funds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do they jointly share that? Is it just jointly shared training, or are there separate training events that could take place at either of the three that would be then reimbursed through this fund with each lane?
Okay. I think that's a fair question. I think that's a fair way of going about it. So,
yeah.
As far as this then and now purchase order, it's for $10,000. I move to approve then and now purchase order 54-2021 for East Wayne Fire District in the amount of $10,000. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. We'll sign that at the end as well.
Okay, thank you. This is, and that will be paid then next month, according to the settlement. It's due June 1st, so.
Okay.
And then this is the list of payments for April so far.
Did we get one for the hauling of the grits yet? Was that not turned in yet? Okay. There was a 127 tons of
who
grid.
Who would have been through?
Your candle or little John, one of the two, I thought.
Yeah, no, okay. Kevin dropped off some stuff today and there were no additional bills that haven't been paid, so as of today.
Gotcha. Any questions, gentlemen? I move to approve the payment listing and the checks for April 2021 as we have viewed. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries, and we'll pay the bills at the end of the meeting.
I'll give you better cue.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is just the updated fund balance after
bills tonight.
Those bills tonight. So that's just FYI.
We're out of that.
There we are. We're about to sink a little bit.
Alrighty. Anything else, Anita?
I do.
Good deal.
This is a resolution to reallocate appropriations within the fund. I don't know if the Daily Record advertising went up, but I didn't have enough to pay both the advertising of the annual report and the bids, so I just had to move some to cover it. So that resolution needs to be passed.
Any questions?
No.
I move to approve resolution number 2021-04-13-01 to reallocate appropriations in the general fund, the amount of $250. It's gonna go from insurance and bonding into advertising for $250. Do I have a second?
I will second that.
Thank you, Tom. I'll have a roll call then. Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tom.
Yes.
Thank you. I think that's all I have. Well, I don't know if we really need to do anything. This is the insurance for East Wayne, their certificate of liability.
Okay.
I'm not sure what this one's for. That's the one. Yeah, it's a certificate of insurance, but
I bet I'm going to be asked to read it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's liability insurance.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't. I'm not recognizing who it's from or what it's. Yeah.
So the named insured here is Crown Castle International and all of their subsidiaries.
Yeah.
I feel like this was sent
this
in error, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Willis Towers.
You had mentioned maybe the cell tower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't even see who any. I guess I didn't look closely last night then.
That's what the reference goes straight to is the communications infrastructure.
Does it? Okay.
And but that check comes from CCATT Holdings.
Yeah.
Are they on
Crown
there?
Crown Castle.
Something.
Yeah.
Something.
Crown Castle.
I don't
yeah.
know what the CCATT stands for.
Crown CC Crown Castle.
Look at all of their subsidiaries.
All the smokes. Do they have a CCAT on there anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
CCAT LLC.
Okay. Well, that's what it's for.
Okay.
So I will take that back. You take
there
that one.
There was
to
a no.
Yeah, I'll take that.
To put it with the. Okay.
I can put that with the East Wayne section.
Yeah.
Not a problem. This is the East Wayne one. I'm going to put with the contracts file, which is at the road garage right now, inside of the fireproof filing cabinet.
This needs to be signed as well. Can we sign that real quick so I can file that away?
There you go. And that's ready to file.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
And that's all I have.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll move on to our road supervisor, the road department. I'm not sure if I had a chance to send these out today, but here's the reports from March. Kevin's been very, very busy. To the point where he didn't get any of that number eights we talked about giving him. We had so many nice days that he was out and about and never had a chance to make phone calls or whatnot because between ditching and signs, he was just a busy guy. He thought for sure there'd be some rainy days in there where he could make phone calls or go up and get a couple loads. And we've just had beautiful weather.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's actually said he's a little bit ahead of where he should be with ditching and getting ready. Normally he's pushing May to get ready and he's ready to start rolling for asphalt here in April already.
So. That reminds me of the ditching. I need to say something. There is a huge piece of round concrete in the ditch out there on Bear Road.
Okay.
And I'm concerned that as the weeds grow up, if they go through and mow.
Ooh, yeah, we don't need to bust that.
Catch that. It's right on one of the bends.
Okay.
And it's pretty obvious right now because the grass hasn't grown, but I'll give him a...
Give him a ring.
It's not something somebody's going to lift out.
Well, he was just out there... Either he's going to be out there this week or the first part of next week before that auction to put some signs up.
Okay.
So, any questions on the road report?
None.
Awesome. I move to accept the road supervisor's monthly report and road inspection report and add them to our meeting minutes. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay. We go on to... We were talking about the progress. We were talking about the aggregate that wasn't bought. We did get our salt, like we said earlier. We say that the money came in just right. As far as salt, we did really well with that. He did get some grits to try out with choking, so he got a good price with that. He just wishes he would have had time for the number eights, but when you have good weather, you have good weather. So next portion will be our annual opening of the bids. I'll let you gentlemen go for that. I did bring last year's bids for a comparison.
You want one, John? You get all three of one if you want.
Sure.
Christmas morning.
It is. Jeez. John's last year's bid.
Okay.
And I have Leroy's.
Got Melway.
And you have Melway. And there's Melway's.
Okay.
Do you have an insurance form?
I have one as well.
Awesome.
Good deal.
Good deal. So it's all there. So as I'm looking here at Leroy Candle Trucking, number 1, 2, and 4 limestone went up from 2130 to 2180. Number 57 went down from 2250 to 2160. Number 67 went from 2115 to 2215. Let's see here. Number 8 limestone went down a quarter. Number 9 limestone stayed the same. 304s went down a nickel. And number 411 limestone went down 40 cents. And both of the, this is again from the Hanson Parkertown plant. And then he did not bid on the gravel, but he did bid on sand for $11, which is down a dollar from last year. So that is Leroy Candle.
So Melway's bid does not, Melway's bid is only for, it looks like, oil and equipment. So for, and I don't know what the, whatever the MC30, MC70, MAC5, and MC3000 application went down 10 cents a gallon. They're bidding $2.85 a gallon. The CRS2 applied to township roads is $2.75 a gallon. That's down from $3. CMS2 applied through motor paver to township roads is $3 per gallon. That's up a nickel. And then he has the equipment rental here at a tandem dump truck at $80 per hour. That is up $2 per hour. Pneumatic tire roller rental with operator, $85 per hour. That's up from $75 per hour. And the spreader box operator is $100 per hour, up from $80 per hour. But no bid of first stone sand.
All right. I think that's the same as last year.
That's all they bid last year as well. And they're estimating approximately 40,000 gallons will be needed.
Yep.
Little John on the limestone is up modestly from 2210 for ones and twos to 2240. 57s is up from 2160 last year to 2225. Number 8 limestone, 2640 last year, 2705 this year. 304s, I don't know if we use those a whole lot. 1975 down to 1950 this year.
Okay.
Now on gravel, 57s was 19, now 1950. Number 8 was 16, down to 13 now.
Okay.
Sand is from 11 last year to 1130 this year.
All right.
Grits is down slightly from 1075 to 1050.
So, not too bad then.
No.
No drastic changes for this year. It's nice. I did notice on the Melway one, there is an agreement that we do need to sign at the end of it.
Okay.
Are you guys as good as, like we did in the years past, and that's, we accept all the bids?
Yes.
I think that works out well. That way, if Little John can't get in, he can call up Buford and get gravel.
Yep.
Likewise, if Buford can't get in, the prices may change a little bit, but at least he has two options, and he's not in a pinch. So.
You want the envelopes?
Yeah, please.
They're dated.
No, we'll just pitch them.
Okay.
I'm going to end up just scanning this all in for us. We all have copies in. If you're all right with that.
Yep.
So with that being said, I move to accept the gravel and limestone bids as the board has reviewed them, and for Kevin to utilize his best judgment when choosing which company will deliver the stone at the bid price. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. We accept them. I move to accept the road oil bids as the board has reviewed them, and for Kevin to contact Melway and create a list of roads to be paved this year. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. We do have a quote that Kevin got for Procoat, which we didn't do last year. The year before we did $14,000, and I printed off that quote. He has a quote for 150 this year. If you want to review that, just to catch the roads before we pave them this year.
Quotes down quite a bit, but it also doesn't have Lake Harmony on it, so
yeah.
That probably makes the biggest difference.
Who is this quote from?
This is Procoat.
Procoat.
Yes. Sign that.
Yeah, this last year's was 4 to 5 skids. This year's 2.5, so about half. But the bid is not quite half, so.
So the price per is up.
Price per is up a little bit, yeah.
You say we did not crack seal last year.
Nope.
And what was the result of that? Did we get any feedback or?
I believe most of the roads that we paved last year were covered in the first year.
Okay.
The ones that were starting to crack. Kevin doesn't just run down and crack seal every road. He was looking for the ones that are worse. And so he crack sealed, then ends up last year we paved him and he didn't have crack seal. This year he wants to get some of that done. He's noticing some cracks. He wants to get them fixed before he coats over top of them, so.
Okay.
You want to sign Dayton? Sign that? That's from Elway. Any other questions, or you guys ready to go ahead and give them the green light on this, or do you have any questions?
No questions.
I move to accept the crack seal quote from Procoat and have Kevin begin work as soon as insurance paperwork is on file. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed, say no. Motion carries. Two copies, one for us to keep and then one for us to sign and send for this is the road salt. This is for the approximate amount that we're going to take next year.
Right.
I'm sorry, who seconded the last?
I did.
Tom, thank
yeah.
you.
The crack seal
is Scott.
Yeah, crack seal.
According to my back and forth as I've been writing down.
That's right.
With Scott?
With Scott.
Okay, thank you.
I was thinking that was the oil bid.
I did the oil bid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't saying how much we're getting, this is just authorizing our participation.
Yes, and then once we're in the program, Kevin will give his number of how much he thinks he wants to take next year.
Got it.
They'll contact him, but this is step number one. Are we at number two for resolutions tonight?
Yes.
I think she's only called one roll call.
Yeah.
Okay. I move to approve resolution 2021-04-13-02, titled Resolution Authorizing Participation in the ODOT Road Salt Contracts Awarded in 2021. And that a copy of the signed resolution will be added to our meeting minutes. Do I have a second?
I will second.
Thank you, Tom. This will be a roll call.
John?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
All right. I'll let you guys start down that way. Head this way. Or we can wait to the end if you want.
Oh, we're signing.
So we have to sign.
Both of them?
All of them, yep. One will be our copy.
Do they need to be dated?
I assume so. Right, so many lines. All right. 2017 fiscal. And I'll take that over so Kevin can mail that off. Thank you, gentlemen. Kevin was hoping to have a tree trimming quote. He's got trees under control, but ash trees are still dying, and so they keep popping up, and every spring he tries to take care of some of the dead ash trees. Apple Creek Tree Service is no longer providing the service to anyone. They've kind of absolved into Kidron Tree Service, is my understanding. So Kevin is in the process of trying to find someone to come out and give us a tree trimming quote. Last year, I looked back in the meeting minutes, or I should say last year's meeting minutes, we approved Kevin for $9,000 for tree trimming to go ahead with that. With the fact that we didn't use all that $45,000 for the eights, salt, and grits last month, and we had historically done this as in, I think the first year was actually $14,000 for tree trimming. Last year, we cut it back to $9,000. Are we just good with giving Kevin a number again to just take care of tree trimming, and he knows that he has our support on this, or what are you guys' thoughts on this?
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to doing it, but without a quote, I don't think we should just open it up. You know, we can approve a lower amount as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we get a quote, we can expand that.
I'm fine with that.
So, I mean,
yeah.
And I'm not trying to sound harsh, but let's start out at $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Cap that as open-ended.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing that stuck out to me is, yes, but do we want it to be open-ended? So
yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah, he just needs, he's got up to $5,000 for emergencies or whatever happens.
Right.
And after that, he can come back to us the you know, if he's starting to work that down, then he can come back a month before, and
yeah.
We can approve another round for it.
He sees a patch somewhere down southwest or northeast or wherever, we can
get
do it then.
We've been lucky so far. We haven't had a whole lot of storms yet, but you never know what you know, the rest of this month will continue or even first part of May, so he may end up using it up. So we don't know. I'm fine with the $5,000, the mark. I think that's great. We'll go from there as far as anything else. I have been kind of working with him. We will need to print it off all of his, basically whoever he used last year, all of his vendors, and he's starting to put together a budget kind of based off of that of like, okay, you know, for truck maintenance, I spent this much and whatnot. So we're starting to pile on top. He wants to know if it's okay to do stuff. It'd be just nice if he had, you know, $60,000 for aggregate, whether that's rocks, salt, whatever he needs to do, he can do it. And then when he wants to move stuff around in his own budget, separate from ours, he can come to us and say, hey, I got to do this to help this over here. So that way he has an understanding of what we're looking at, and we're not constantly trying to figure out what we're approving and not approving, like tonight with the tree trimming. You know, he knows flat off at the beginning of the year he has X amount of dollars for tree trimming, you know, and he can get his quotes. And then it's not an open blank check for him to do it. It's just a... as he gets quotes, he can run them past us. Hey, this is coming out of my budget, and this is the quote I got for it, just so you're aware of it.
We
so
pre-authorize some level beyond that. We need to take a look at the...
Correct.
Yeah, with the acquisition of Apple Creek Tree Service by Kidron, it has taken a Wayne County crew off the table.
Mm-hmm.
I have used Rogue Tree Service out of Worcester,
mm-hmm.
although I see them in Apple Creek a lot too.
Yep.
I saw somebody's truck downtown this morning here in Kidron that was from Wayne County, but it was a tailgater, so
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go there. I mean, we're looking for legitimate crews that are bonded, licensed, insured. So
I was gonna say that. I think there's one there across from Shea Lawn. Woodchuck.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe you can tap on his shoulder since he's can pretty much see the road garage from his house.
Yeah.
So,
Matt Wenger with Shagbark.
Or Shagbark, that's what it is.
Is it Shagbark?
Yeah, that's who it is. Not Woodchuck.
He does nice work, but that guy is just busy.
Yeah.
I mean,
anyone with trees right now is busy.
Well, that's the thing, is trying to get these guys is really, would really be difficult. And it's one of those things that you can get somebody to come on and take your tree down, but you're probably going to pay top dollar if you want to move up in the line.
Eight weeks or unless you pay.
Yeah, yeah.
Give an incentive.
Or as one of my contractors once said, I'll put what we call a home run bid out there.
Yeah.
If you can hit a home run with you, we'll be able to write right away.
Right. Cool. Well, I'll make a motion to approve $5,000 for tree trimming for 2021. Unless Kevin needs more, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. And on to you then, Tom. I think you said you had an individual who's interested in a plot.
So I was contacted by an individual that inquired about a plot at the cemetery, at the Arnold Road Cemetery. And this was back in late fall, and we had records kind of tied up.
Yes.
And I'm guessing those records have been located.
Yes.
At this point. So
we have copies.
I told him that, you know, we could do it. We had to get some information back to him, and he said, no hurry. Let's just revisit in the spring. And then he emailed me and said, okay, I'm ready to move forward. Now, he did say he wasn't sure if he wanted one or two plots. He was still deciding on that.
Okay.
But I emailed John, and not knowing, is this something that we let them go out there and pick from the available sites? Do we assign it to them? How do we?
Kevin, within reason, gives them a row or two to choose from, because we don't have the whole open area.
Yeah.
Part of it's still part of a pasture. So
okay.
He's trying to keep everyone outside the pasture, because at this
that's
point,
a good
if
idea.
We would have to remove a
sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
A fence, and go inside of a pasture that we own, but the Amishman's kind of been taken care of. So, within reason, Kevin tries to allow them to pick where they want to be at. So,
yeah,
I do have the regulations here with us.
Okay.
Kevin also brought up another item, the last two burials, which Scott, me and you have been here for almost 4 years. We have had zero burials up until a month ago, unfortunately. But both those burials have required overtime on Kevin's part, and he wanted to know if we want to discuss that tonight on, do we want to change our regulations to help compensate overtime if the family doesn't want to have a burial during work hours when he's there? He's just throwing it out there. He just would like our opinion back at him so he can move forward. So I'm indifferent,
I mean, unless we're wanting to establish hours that you can do that, and I don't know that I'm
I can't imagine that we're paying a great amount of overtime out in burials.
Right.
I think if we started seeing regular burials and we're filling up our cemetery very quickly, that would be a different story. But
yeah.
I think at this point, I'm okay with allowing him to use overtime to come back in an evening to perform a burial or on a weekend. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, we're there to perform a service. We're not there to dicker over hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you actually see the price then?
No, I did not.
So the price lots are $500 per grave.
Okay.
If he does cremation, it does allow for two urns to be placed in one lot.
Okay.
And
is
the bur-
separate interment fee for cremation versus
No. The only difference is when they open and close. So if you're having a normal casket burial, we charge you $350 to open up the grave and close it. If it's a cremation, we charge you $100 to open up and close it.
So open and close, that's one price. I'm sorry, what was the cremation on the urns?
$100.
Okay. All right, I'm going to report this back to him. What the actual process of doing this is, we have him meet Kevin out there?
Yes, Kevin understands that there's someone interested,
okay.
And he needs to be put in contact with Kevin.
So schedule with Kevin. Actually, I'm going to go out too, because I want to see what this process all looks like, and so that way one of us knows.
Awesome.
For the next time. And then if he says, yes, I want this spot here, then do we invoice him? Are we going to send him an invoice? Is that what we would do?
I'm assuming so. This will be our first one, right, Anita?
Yeah. I mean,
we should invoice them. That way we have a record that then ties together with our little scratch that we'll put on the plot.
Yeah.
And Kevin has that original map. The most accurate map the township has is in Kevin's possession.
Okay.
Now, I just received a check from cemetery from Spidell just like a week ago.
There was just one here last weekend.
Now, did they already own that plot?
Okay. Prior to us coming on the board, yes.
Okay.
So you got.
So that's different than what you're doing here?
Yes.
Or is that, like, what is that? A fee for burial?
So what Spidell paid you for was the actual opening and closing
opening
of the grave.
Okay.
That wasn't the actual grave site.
But the grave site was prepaid.
Correct.
Okay.
Under Kevin, I think, remembers when that family came and purchased those spots years ago. So.
Okay. So the funeral home just knows to include that because they're collecting it, right? And then they're forwarding
it. I think
it
they're
to
just
us.
Forwarding it on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the one that happened about a month ago or 2 months, actually it's been longer than that now. The one that was previous here in the last 4 or 5 months, same thing. The funeral director cut the check for us
yes.
for opening and closing. So.
Got it. Okay. We're going to get that done.
Good deal. And we're not going to worry about the overtime. I'll let Kevin know about that. In line with the cemetery, Kevin does have the company lined up for May or June to go out there and work on headstones. That'll be up to $1,000. Well, the grant covers $1,000. Kevin was hoping that he'd be okay, that if he chose a couple stones and it goes to $1,200, that we'd be willing to pay for it. And I said, absolutely. I said, hopefully here in the future, we'll be able to fix some of the other stones that are out there as well, along with maybe putting some of the grindings that we have down there. Just try to a presentable grave. I'm not looking to have, paved asphalt and flowers and statues or anything like that. Just something appropriate for our township. That if a family wants to go out there and pay their respects,
yeah.
It looks trimmed, it looks upkept, a respectable graveyard.
Yeah,
that's all. And I think Kevin said that would be appropriate to do that. It's been a while since anything major has been done out there. So
I don't know that there's a proper turnaround or parking necessary.
It's kind of overgrown with grass.
It is grassed up.
So there's a base there, and we would recover that with grindings and.
Yeah.
So
I think not a turnaround, but a space that gives you a chance to turn around would be much appreciated there.
Yeah, I'll let him look into that then.
Yeah.
Cool. With that being said, I think we're done with the grants. Well, once that gets done, then Anita will have some paperwork to do for that grant. I think I've been forwarding on those OBM grant stuff for you as well. I think I have gotten that done. I got a couple emails here in the last 2 months from OBM on that grant.
Okay, I don't think I've seen that.
I'll go back through and resend them.
Okay.
On to the Gowdy Road and Kitten Road and Kohler Road. Progress has been made on Kohler and Gowdy. Kevin went out there and put a 10-foot piece of pipe out there to protect our culvert. That's doing well. The homeowner was a little bit frustrated and gave us a phone call.
The one on the east end or the one on the west end?
It would be the actual corner of Gowdy and Kohler, not on the...
Right.
Actually, on the T,
yeah.
And it would be on the south side.
Okay.
That has the wooded area, a little lot there. He was kind of concerned that we were taking too much of his property when really all Kevin did was put a piece of pipe in there and put some dirt on top of it. And after a few hours of discussion, we kind of figured out that he's just... With tree trimming, the tree trimmer had gone back too far, and that upset him, and he's just worried that we're going to take. So he wants to know about right-of-ways. I have the map for him. We're still working out with him. He seems to be a reasonable fellow. He's understanding that sometimes right-of-ways aren't quite exactly established because it's just everyone's been kind of working together, and it's a long process to go through and establish that. He just wants to know there's some type of reassurance that the township's not going to take again and again and again. So I'll try to work to reassure him, but I wanted you guys to be aware of that.
You lose a lot.
Yeah. And we're just trying to make sure that the semi-trucks aren't going up over and
right.
something bad happening. And he understood that. He said someone's got to make a limit, and he can't have a trailer turn over. That would be bad for everyone. So he understands there's a problem. He just wants to make sure he's not being taken advantage of, and I can respect that. And he said maybe there's a way for you guys to advertise that work's going to be done in an area. So I'm brainstorming some ideas with Kevin right now. I don't think it's appropriate for Kevin to have to knock on doors that, hey, I'm going to be cleaning your ditch. I think that's inappropriate, and he would never get anything done
right. If
he had to make contact with every homeowner. But is there maybe something that we can do to notify people, hey, Kevin's going to be working in this area for whatever amount? And I'm just kicking some ideas around. I don't know if there's a real solution or not. I don't think mailers work. I don't think knocking on doors works. Just, we'll think about it. I mean, that was a request of the homeowner that we would consider trying to find a way to notify residents of road work being done. Mm-hmm. So, and if you want to think about that over the next month, maybe we'll come up with an idea that's quick and easy for Kevin and still lets homeowners know that there's going to be some work done there. So, and then at the Kitten Road, I can't forget the Kitten Road side of it.
Right.
I talked to Andy at the Wayne County Engineer's Office. The intent is to replace the catch basin. It's just a T-pipe there at Kitterin and Gowdy. They're going to put a commercial cement catch basin there that can handle a truck being rolled over top of it and put more grindings in and try to make the radiuses a little bit better for it. Hopefully not going too far south. I mean, he thinks that a lot of the north will take care of this. And then they'll try that out for a little bit to make sure that everything works out all right. And the guy who drives the county looking at roads said that between February and March, he noticed actually a pretty good decrease in the ruts that were in that area. So he's wondering if the truck traffic's maybe slowed down a little bit.
Well, so every morning when I go to work, I do come up Kohler Road and stop there at 30, you know, mm-hmm. coming from the north.
Yeah.
And twice now, I have seen semis making a turn onto Kohler.
Okay.
So I don't know if something is changing. It certainly slows things down.
Yeah.
You know, if they have to stop and make a turn there, but they have a lot more. They can go a lot wider on that turn. But
yeah,
I have
yeah.
seen two of them now.
Oh, nice.
On different days, turning. So they were headed east.
Okay.
On 30. Now, coming west on 30 and trying to do that.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll see that. But these were both.
Good.
Coming from the east and making a turn.
I did have a conversation with the business owner on Kohler and kind of stressed that, hey, ODOT really is watching our section and we don't know what they're going to do with those intersections, and you know, be careful of what you have truck traffic doing, you know, of that area. He suggested that maybe in the future that they may suggest guys go down to Carr Road because you have on and off ramps there.
Yep.
That might be an easier route than trying to fight the traffic at Kitterin and Kohler.
Across Arnold, is it?
Hackett.
Hackett, I'm mm-hmm. sorry, yeah.
So the business owner there was he didn't understand that, or was unaware that ODOT was studying between Kansas and West Lebanon. So he now understands that. He knows if ODOT contacts them that, you know, take it very pretty seriously about what you say, that you kind of watch what's going on. We don't know how it's going to be taken. But he's trying to work to make sure we don't have accidents at Kohler and 30, and he's trying to help with the truck driver. So maybe that's the reason why we're seeing a little bit of change. He said he's trying his best, but he's ordering lumber, and then whoever he's ordering it from is putting out for the business for the trucking. So it's not the business he's buying from, it's not even the trucking company either. So, but it seems like maybe there's some headway being made. So,
good.
On to our next item, we have the Moore grant from OTARMA. This is a $500 reimbursement for safety equipment, I think is the best way to put it.
Cool.
And if you flip the next page over, there was a list of items there.
Oh, good.
That they've used in the past.
Has this already been received?
I believe the way it works is that we purchase the item and then we turn the receipt in and then we get a reimbursement, I believe. If I understood one.
It's actually called the Moore grant?
M-O-R-E, yes.
Doesn't say anything about trustees on here.
Other than we can use it to pay for the, what do you call it? The
chainsaws.
Seminar.
Chainsaws for trustees.
Chainsaws for trustees. So do you want me just to have Kevin look at it and come up with a list, or do you have some guidance that you would like to have for him?
I'd see what we need and we'll go from there. High visibility, Garmin's here 3 years ago, so if those are worn, there looks like there's some provisions there.
I know he had, during the COVID stuff, he was talking about cones because his cone salesman was trying to push that that's approved under CARES Act money, which, yeah, I'm not, he even was questioning that one, but he had some thoughts for that one. So I'll let him come up with a $500 item and we'll go from there. So if you're okay with that. And I think the next item I had was the letter in the newspaper. I sent out a really rough draft. I just threw some ideas down on a piece of paper, and if someone had a better way of rewriting it, I was not going to be offended.
I don't have a better way. I just also wrote kind of a version, and I thought, Scott, if Scott wants to take a look at both of those and write a third version or something, but by the time all three of us put our thoughts down, we probably can come up with a good letter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So mine's in the light colored there below John's. And I just kind of said what you're saying, John, a little differently.
That's great.
A little more call to action in that first sentence. I appreciate that.
But I do think it's good to that we try to encourage. There's not going to be a lot of people that'll think about voting that day.
There's only two poll or four polls open, R3 and the one in Burbank.
Okay.
Serious.
Yeah. Because no one else is being opposed in the primary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like, without playing favorites.
No, you're fine.
I got a little lost in your numbers, John. I wasn't quite exactly certain.
Mm-hmm.
I like that we're not getting too far into the numbers. Well, the numbers as you presented them here, Tom, I think are a little bit easier to follow.
Okay, yeah.
I'm perfectly fine with that.
One misspelling that I had noticed.
Okay.
I just threw that down as an idea and then was hoping it would get picked apart or someone else would spin off of it and go with it. So it was
constructive criticism is the best kind.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say I wasn't like excelling at grammar in high school by any means. So
I
creative writing was not there for me.
Profanity.
Right. Yeah. So I'm fine with Tom's if we're okay with that.
I
talked to Christy here earlier today and she said sure, we should be able to put that in there. I make a motion to use Tom Gregory's version of the letter that we've reviewed and put that in the Downton Gazette Kidder News. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Can I have an electronic version of that?
Yep, I will email that to you.
And it's going in the, not in the Daily Record, just in the Gazette.
Do you need
just
that local yet tonight, John?
No.
Okay.
I think I have till Friday. Yeah.
Okay.
And actually, we have next week because I think if we did it now, this would be a week early. If we wait to next week, it would be the week before the election, whichever one you want to do. I'm fine with either week, but we have two newspapers we can make before the election. So,
Scott,
thank you.
You seconded that?
I believe I did.
I was going to say that.
Yeah,
Scott
did.
I think that ends my list on the road department. Anyone else?
I don't have any.
Okay. Fire department should be pretty quick. Here is East Wayne's. And they did provide February and March.
This is January.
Did I print off the wrong one? I know they printed.
Oh, you know what? We have different ones.
March. January and March.
Sorry.
They may have missed the title.
I thought they were the two.
The dates of the calls are actually February.
Yeah, and these are March here.
Okay.
Any questions on?
Nope.
I don't have any.
All right. I move to approve the East Wayne Joint Fire District Run Reports for February and March of 2021 and add them to the meeting minutes. Do I have a second?
I will second.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
All opposed say no. Motion carries. And here I have Kidron's February 2021 report.
Okay.
There is for you.
More a few times.
This is February?
Only February, correct.
Okay, yeah,
we did not get March.
I see, this is also February.
Working in the yard since the 1st of March, it is crazy the number of calls they've had. I mean, it's just bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, everyone's just running crazy right now.
So, yeah.
What do you attribute that to?
Just goes in waves.
Does it? Yeah.
And we'll have quiet times and we'll have busy times. It just kind of runs. So, except for during COVID last year, we had about a month and a half where it just died.
No traffic.
Yeah, because traffic was down, people didn't want to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, we dived. But then by July, we were back where we were normal.
Yeah.
They caught up in 2 months, so.
It's a weird thought.
Yeah.
Catching up emergencies.
Yeah, you know, your numbers just kind of go back. It's like,
need to call back.
Yeah. I know.
I move to approve the February 2021 KBFD reports and as we reviewed them and add them to our meeting minutes. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. There you go. Thank you. Let's see here. There was one thing I had on the meeting agenda. East Wayne was responding to an emergency. A resident brought up a concern about their response through the 30 and 94 area. Me and a board member were actually at...
A Downton board member.
Downton, who's also on the East Wayne board.
Okay.
We were at the Bell Stores actually talking to the management there about the 3094 issues. I was trying to learn what's the difference between east and west and what their traffic differences are. And a resident of Sugar Creek Township brought up the response that had happened earlier in the morning and was concerned about how they responded through there. I have written a letter to, or an email I should say, to Blake with some questions as far as, you know, what's their EBOC policy, what else was there, you know, what's... Do you have a record of who's checked off, who's not checked off? And then is there any corrective action or how are you guys going to address this resident's concern? Because as the week has gone on, I've also found out people on the east side have also seen it and weren't happy either. So I'm waiting for East Wayne to give us a response back before we go from there.
Can you disclose the issues or not at liberty to say at this time?
It was a red light and the comment was that they thought they went through faster than they should have. And there was a stark difference between the engine response and the tanker response. There was a night and day difference.
Okay.
So
might be a training issue then, you think?
Perhaps? Yes. Yeah. Just and what I stressed to Blake is, you know, if a resident's upset by how this happened, all I'm looking for is we're not going to do this again. Okay, we're going to be sensitive to the community, we're going to be sensitive to the residents that hey, we're not going to do the same pattern over again. And we'll approach it the way our community and our residents respect. And that's all I'm looking for. I'm not looking for heads to roll. I'm not looking for names. I've made that quite clear when talking that I don't want to know who the crew was. I don't want to know who was in the driver's seat. That's none of my business. I just want to know that, hey, we have a resident. They have a justifiable claim. You know, with my background, I couldn't explain it, that this was an appropriate response.
Right.
And that, hey, just don't do it again. That's all we're looking for. So,
and John, and I think it's different if one of our residents brings it to our attention.
Yeah.
I don't think we've never been about micromanaging the fire department.
No.
But I think if a resident brings something to our attention, then it's fair for us to call that to their attention. I would hope that they would handle that internally. They've got a board, and there's a process for them to, but I think it's fair for us to contact them and say, hey, somebody brought this to our attention.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I wasn't dragging the whole board into this, especially tonight. I want them to brief out a response back to us, and I'm hoping that the next meeting we will. East Wayne hasn't had their meeting yet, where they can discuss it, provide a response back to us, and then at that point, when we get the official response back, we can discuss it and go, yes, we accept it. this is appropriate, we're happy that you're doing this, or we can go, this is not the response we like, we need to have more dialogue. Maybe this is a time where we have a joint meeting together to discuss our concerns.
Get a little more granular at that time.
You're right. I didn't want to come to this board and say, this is the complaint and having nothing done. I went ahead and actually said, this is the